This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Are we supposed to fear God, and if we do, in what sense or what way?
Fear him because he's big, he can discipline us, he's awesome, his presence is incredible, and so you should have a healthy fear of who he is, the way a son would rightfully fear his father, but not in the sense of if he's just afraid to be around him because the father's so mean. That's not what it is. But a son might have a respect for his father and fear him because his father is a righteous man, and in that sense, that's what it means to fear the Lord.
Number 5.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 1.
Okay.
Where the Apostle John says, "And I saw a new heaven and new earth." The word heaven there, is he describing the sky, the expanse, or is he talking about heaven where God resides?
New heaven and a new earth. It's probably talking about the stars and the earth, the first and second level of heavens, because in Jewish cosmology, there's three heavens. One is the earth, you know, the sky, you know, the birds are, and the wind and the clouds are. The second one was the moon and the stars, the sun, and the third is the dwelling place of God. So it most probably is the first two.
Number 4.
I have a family member who is lived with his girlfriend. They've been living together for like 5 or 6 years, and he says that they are married. They're shacking up. They've never been before a church or before the state. He just said that because he has laid with her, that makes her his wife.
No, he's not married. He's not married. And you just tell him, if relations means you're married, then any guy who goes with a woman of the night then is automatically married. All the people who fornicate all around, all over the place, are automatically married to each other. That is wrong. You just need to tell him, no, that's not correct. You are in sin and need to repent, and my child will not call her grandmother because she's not.
Number 3.
A trusted elder in the faith told me, he said, you know, you shouldn't let people know your political stance because you could very well lose your witness to them. He said they may not want to hear about Jesus Christ because of your political stance. So I'm thinking, like, what does my political stance have to do with you wanting the gift of salvation? Can I really lose my witness?
So this is Colossians 4, verses 5 and 6. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should respond to each person. If someone, let's hypothetically, says, absolutely hates Trump, well, I'm not going to bring it up. My concern's about Jesus. It doesn't mean, oh, I can just say what I want, don't have to worry about it. It's not like that. We have to be careful. God ordains the means as well as the ends, and we need to be wise when we witness to people.
Number 2.
We're not supposed to fear anything but God. And I see Christians so fearful of this virus, you can't even go to church. What is your opinion on what I'm discussing? The movie industry, and do you see it? I mean, I don't watch television much, but you're talking Fox News and corporate news left and right.
Ask me a question, please. Go ahead. Just go ahead and ask a question.
Okay. Are you denomination?
I'm non-denominational.
Non-denominational. Okay. That's good. I've been in a mosque. I've got Muslim friends. But I'm in the entertainment industry. I was homeless for about 3 years.
Do you have a question?
Fear. Let's just go with fear. Why is Christian so fearful of this, I call it a plague? We had the Black Plague.
What?
Do you believe this? There's a bowls in Revelation that the angels are pouring out to kill people?
We're just going to move along.
In the book of Joshua, why would God order the killing of innocent women and children?
Well, he doesn't. Nobody's innocent. Okay. See, we have a doctrine called federal headship where the male represented the descendant. So in Adam all die. 1 Corinthians 15:22. We died in Adam. He represented us. And so we have a fallen nature. If we look at Jericho, they were pagan. When God ordered the destruction of a nation like that, it's not because, hey, I just decided one day I'm going to wake up and kill them all. It's because they're involved in paganism, idolatry, and they're trying to get in and destroy the messianic line inside of Israel by corrupting Israel. And God won't let that happen. Women can have more children, and women who are still left alive in that context, who are idolaters, they deserve judgment like we all do. It's just God's mercy to let people live. And so if he delivers the babies into the hand of judgment, then they enter into the presence of God and saved, whereas if they had grown and become pagans, then they wouldn't have.
And now the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to St. Adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support truth.